without looking at notes or going back and looking at things is 376 Show 376. It's Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my exclusive co-host in for the week, Miss Tifflebot. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing okay. It's going to be a good show, I think.
You're damn right it's going to be a good show. So, man, if you guys haven't noticed, man, you know, we went to video and we've been having some ups and downs with videos. And it's going to be all right, guys. We're improving. This week is a little better. Next week it'll be better than that. So just bear with us and stick with the video and tell your friends about us, man. You know,
yeah.
Let them, you know, get everybody on board and tell them the video is getting better. You know, Montego.
Yeah, nice. Everyone, look at me now because I have been given many assignments and many little gifts. I guess I would say Montego gets to give me being like, yeah, I'll do that. And so he just sent me the shit that I needed to make this look better. And now I feel like a buffoon is what I feel like no. Because I've got this like light.
It's all good. She looks great. And then after,
everybody look.
Right.
It's the flawless skin of this light is it's gonna be making me look nice.
Well, it's better than the cast of the friendly ghost the people have been having to deal with, you know.
You know what?
You've been over
it's
there like,
it's still a little Casper-ish, I must say. You cannot ever get it entirely away from that.
Casper the friendly Tiff, just over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm so nice. And also kind of ghostly.
Indeed. And it's all good where it's supposed to be. Anyway, man, you know, we got a decent show for you, man. There's things happening. We finally got some stuff to talk about. It's getting better. And I'm speaking like, you know, I'm so excited about our one shot because we're doing a one shot this week with the fine Rosario Dawson and the new HBO Max DMZ show. So we did the first episode of that. So I can't wait to talk about that, man, because we talked about the trailer a little while ago. Then, you know, I thought it was something. It is something. There's a new Star Trek coming out, and they're going back to Kirk with Strange New Worlds. So we're going to talk about that trailer because I'm just so confused because there's a lot to talk about, you know, because we got movies and all kind of stuff and what the hell, and we'll talk about it. Also, man, we got something we didn't know what the hell it was. I don't know if this was some stuff from another country. It's some trailer we saw called Huxley. We're going to talk about it, man, you know, because it's interesting. Also, the last on the list. As you can see, we went to the movies. I was mm-hmm. so surprised. I didn't know this was at the movies. I was searching on streaming yesterday. So I had to go to the movies to see X. And that's the name of the movie. So it's so weird because it's like X 2022. You know, like the theaters is like trying to do something to make, you know, so you can search it. Because it was like weird to search. So this movie, the only person I recognized in it was Kid Cudi, who I barely recognized. So, and then there's some other people in it.
I think that girl, the one that's in the background here that you can see.
Yeah.
Is she not in Scream?
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that her? Yeah. That was the little bitchy sister. Right.
Yeah. And the blonde is Brittany Snow.
Well, who the hell is Brittany Snow?
Well, probably the most recognizable thing that you would recognize her from is she was in, the singing movie where they are girls at a college.
Oh, you're talking about. Yeah, my kids watch that movie all the time. I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, I've never
she's
seen
in that.
It. Never seen it.
Oh, she's also in Hairspray, which I'm assuming you've never seen.
I've seen a lot
the
of it.
Hairspray remake.
I've seen a lot of it because my kids watch it all the time. So I'm always walking through the room and then I see John Travolta and be like, huh?
You know? That's Ooh. Terrible. Do not say that.
He just looks so weird. His little beady
First
eyes.
Of all, he looks wonderful. I love him.
Oh, bullshit. He look wonderful. His eyes are
fuck
so
off, everybody.
So
everybody,
small.
Fuck off. They are very small. I do it. I will say, I don't know what's going on.
And he's so,
everything's confusing.
He's so big. He's obviously a big fella.
Well, he is a large man.
Yes. He's a big dude.
Just like large.
Right. Yes, that's what I mean. He's a big guy.
I can compare it, like, because I think he's even taller than Christopher Walken in that movie.
And Christopher Walken's a tall guy.
And so, Christopher Walken right. is a tall man.
That's my point.
So, yeah.
That's my
but
point.
Still.
Anyway.
It's yeah. a great movie. It's great. It's a great film. Let's all watch it.
My kid. Oh, shit. I've seen enough. All that singing and dancing.
guess what we're going to do on the Patreon. Patreon All Musicals Edition.
Yeah.
And I make Montego watch 4 fucking musicals. And we'll see how miserable he gets.
Yeah, I'll be miserable. I'll be sitting there like, just bleed.
I'll pick some good ones for you. Anyway.
And then that's going to do it, man. That's the show. It sounds pretty groovy. And are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. All right, man, we're back. Before we hit that news, it's time for a little social media presence, Templebot. Can you tell the people where we are?
We're going to look them right in the camera hole and say, for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub. You can email us at fans@fansofpatrol or get to us on our social media, which is @fansofpatrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our Patreon, subscribe to our YouTube, and listen to us on your favorite listening platform.
Indeed, man. And that damn YouTube. Check us out, man. Check us
use
out.
If I'm looking you in the camera hole right now, if you're on YouTube.
Indeed. We just tell your friends about us, man. We need more. So, man. One of our favorite topics, Star Trek. and I feel like this is a lopsided topic because...
Yeah, because I stopped watching Star Trek,
you're,
right?
You're so Star Trek specific. And I'm like, give me all the Trek.
Yeah, see, I have like 4 Star Treks that I really firmly stand behind. Like, I'm not really even super into like classic Star Trek.
Really? See, I love classic Star Trek.
I'm like a TNG forward. And then as soon as Picard started, it's not like I'm opposed to it.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Discovery. It's not like I'm opposed to it. It just became more difficult for me to consume.
Yeah.
And because of that, I just, you know, I fall behind. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. So, I like The Next Generation, but I like Deep Space Nine better.
And I love Deep Space Nine. It's part of the 4.
Voyager, I do not like at all, but I like
Voyager.
I liked a couple of characters on Voyager. I like T'Pol, of course. T'Pol, pow, pow.
No, you're talking about Enterprise.
I'm talking about Enterprise. Which one? I only like Tuvok.
You said
and the
Voyager.
Doctor. I only like Tuvok and the Doctor. That was it.
You don't like 7 of 9?
Not really. She just was. It,
get the fuck out of here. Your opinion means nothing to me now. So let's go ahead and talk about this trailer.
I like her so much better now on Picard. Oh my God.
I don't want to talk about your poor taste.
Yeah,
I want to talk about this stupid trailer.
All right, well, let's talk about the trailer. So, you know, they were talking about doing Strange New Worlds, and I thought what they were going to do was do the Adventures of Christopher Pike, you know, because they were doing those little, you know, they were on the Star Trek Discovery. Then they started doing those shorts. And so then all of a sudden they're like, introducing James Kirk, a new James Kirk. And I'm like, what the hell? So I think this might be James on a different ship and then come into the Enterprise. Because it looks like the guy on the horse might be the guy who they had playing the new Christopher Pike. I'm not sure.
There's not a lot going on in this teaser.
No, it's a teaser. It's enough to get you.
Right. Like, it's wondering. Just, So, I mean, it looks good. It looks.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. But, like, I guess I don't really understand the point of. Why are we talking about this character again before he does the things that we're interested in him doing?
Well, like, not only that, remember Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth walked off the set of the latest Star Trek movie a few years ago. They was like, they're not paying us correctly or something. And that was the last time you seen Chris Pine in a while, right? I mean, he did the Wonder Woman, but that was it. So I guess, you know, money talks. So we never covered it, but they're doing another Star Trek with, you know, Chris Pine and, you know, Zoe Saldana and all that group again. And okay. So that's great because I love that group. I love that Star Trek. But so you got this going on and all these Star Treks and series now was supposed to be kind of a spinoff of that movie. But then I think as time has passed, now it's kind of a spinoff of TNG and that universe, but different. So it's so goddamn confusing now, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm confused, but
I have some questions.
Yes.
First and foremost, I thought that Star Trek was an alternate reality Star Trek. Am I wrong?
Which one?
The one with Chris Pine.
Well, you would say that, but Leonard Nimoy was on the damn show and brought it back into... That brought it in the line of TNG. That brought it in the line of the Star Trek movie, you know, all the motion pictures they had. So it was, you know, once you did that with him, that was it. You know, he's part of that.
I mean, I get, it is confusing. But I must say that every single anything that gets out of hand like this kind of is out of hand.
Say it's out of hand.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, Star Trek and Star Wars, where there's just a lot of...
Not with Star Wars. Same timeline. Never changed.
I'm saying...
I'm listening.
First of all, there are things that have become canon and not canon, so you can go ahead and kiss my butt.
Oh, it was just because the books, you know, and that's shit true. That was not canon, that's all.
What wasn't canon?
Just the, all the novels and stuff they did in that dark
time. But then they also, they were trying to other do other things, like decanonize some other situations within the films.
Well, people really wanted to decanonize everything that happened in, not the Clone Wars, but, you know, the Rey and Finn time. They want that out, you know, which wouldn't be a bad thing, you know.
All I'm saying is that within any kind of media empire, storytelling empire, okay, continuity and timelines, especially in science fiction where the timeline
always goes haywire.
Question mark.
Yes.
Always comes to this kind of stuff where you're just like, eventually you just have, sometimes you have to be like, well, I guess it's just fine. You know what I mean? You like, you stop questioning because you're like, I'm if I'm enjoying it, I'm not going to worry too much about it.
Right.
But there's just so many hands in, you know, there's, you know, so many cooks in the kitchen, and there's just like, this didn't work out, or we realized it was wrong. So like, shit like that. But it's like, you know, when you write a television show that has like many iterations or has gone on for a very long time.
Yes.
I think they have a thing called the Bible. I think we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Where everything about a character that's ever been in episode 364, he said he loved cheddar cheese. Right?
Actually, in episode 37.
No, right? So they have these things to take notes to make sure. But I mean, after a while with this kind of stuff, it must just get extraordinarily complicated. That's why, I mean, more to the point, I guess what you're saying is what I was saying, which is, why are we telling another story about this person when there's so many characters in Star Trek that you could talk about?
I'm good with it though, Tiff, honestly.
Of course you are. You love to go back to the same old shit.
Well, oh my God. Anyway.
Everybody, listen up. It's getting, it's Sunday. You get roasted.
So, you know, with the Discovery, let's just say Discovery Universe, because it's been tied into everything.
Everybody calm down. Everybody get calmed down.
I'm actually fine with this because they were, I really wanted to see Strange New Worlds with the Christopher Pine, Christopher Pike, you know, captain, because it was cool. But I think that, I don't know if that actor, I know he punched one of the directors on the show one day. I mean, so, you know, it could be a problem.
Yeah, it could be. Small problem. It
could be a problem. So I'm fine. More of this, less of everything else. The more of what I like.
Yes, it's Montego's world, everybody. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Just...
You all will be okay.
Is it garbage? Doesn't matter because he loves it.
It's like a Star Trek.
This doesn't look like garbage, by the way. That's not what I was saying. I just,
Follow me! So anyway, man, let's talk about Huxley, Tifflebot.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I don't know what the hell this is.
I wondered what it was when you sent it to me.
So I saw this trailer and I was like, it was like Huxley, and it was like, it came out like 3 weeks ago. And I started looking at it and I was like, oh man, look at the cinematography. It's like dynamite, right? And so I'm looking down, y'all, because I'm looking at the trailer. I'm trying to like...
Yes, we are all looking down. I'm trying to like... I am trying to understand what's happening. I think I felt this way when I originally watched it. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, well, it's on the screen.
So it is. It's happening again.
Yeah, but it looks dope. It looks like a anime on steroids, but live action. And it looks like people are either wearing armor or they're robots, and it's like some kind of struggle. And the graphics look... nice, man. Yeah, you know,
I mean,
it's
they like, do. Shit. You can't deny it.
And then that violence happened, and I thought those guys was robots, and the thing came up and stabbed them, and the goo came out. I was like, whoa, they're alive. So,
yes,
I don't know what this is about, but the robot with all the eyes looks menacing.
It looks good. I mean, you're right. I watched this trailer. What is it about? Don't know. Robots are fighting? Question mark.
Yeah.
Watching this, though, it looks really good. Yeah. I mean, as far as like whatever's. CG looks pretty good.
And is this a real movie, or is this just a trailer somebody made?
You guys were live reporting from we don't know what, even though this is our show with the notes that we've had for days.
And what did I say, though? I said, I didn't know what the hell this was.
And I said, don't worry, let's talk about it, because what we're going to say is, what the fuck kind of news do we have right now, where we're like, what's this? Our extensive research has revealed that Huxley is a movie.
Coming out when? Or is it already out?
It looks like it's from Serbia.
I'm telling you, I knew it was something.
Or he's Serbian making movies in America, but it says Serbian director and animator.
Yeah.
Sava Zivkovic teams with concept designer Ben Morrow.
Yeah. Like a computer generated movie, but it looks good. God damn, it looks good. I was like, wow, this, what the hell is this? Even if it's not even in English and they don't even have subtitles, I could just sit there and watch the imagery, you know, because what's going on, man? You know, this looks dope. You know, like old Huxley's in the trash and they pull him on.
Old Huxley's in the trash. They pull him out. That's me. I'm in the trash.
Get out of here. No, I think it looks cool, man. And, you know, if I had a chance to see more of it, I would like to see more, especially if it's the story is good, but who knows? Because they ain't giving you no story.
All I want to do is lay on the ground now. I think I've expended all my soul has left my fucking body. Right. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's over for me now. That's why I look like a ghost. Because some point every one of these stupid shows, I do something fucking stupid. And my ghost is like, woo! And it's gone for the rest of the fucking day. And I have to try to get that shit back inside of me before next week.
I'm losing my essence. I have to
get it back. My essence!
No!
I know. Oh shit. Oh yeah, all right.
So that's fuck it, man. Me, I guess. That's the news. We have much, but the Star Trek stuff is interesting. I think the Husky stuff is interesting. But I mean, it's not gonna be no like big blockbuster movie, but it just looks interesting to me. So who knows
how it's Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, I love it. That's all you gotta do with me.
I know you do.
Right. Oh goodness. We're gonna take a break, man, and we're gonna come back because it's time to talk about the DMZ, man. So hold on to your feet. We'll be right back.
Your feet?
All right. Gotta change it up. All right, man. We are back. Hey, man. Is this your first time listening to this show? Welcome. Thank you for coming. We love you.
Thank you for making it this far.
Indeed, man. So we changed this middle section up, man. I say this quite often. We like to do games. We like to do, well, we don't do stories, but maybe we'll start doing stories. But we do shit in the middle.
Oh, nobody wants to hear that.
Oh, you never know, man. This is a big old podcast thing for some people doing stories.
I could tell everybody embarrassing stories that are like nerd adjacent.
No, it had to be like a game master, you know, a long time ago on a mountain.
I ain't doing that. All right, anyway.
So we also like do one shots where we review, you know, TV shows and, you know, things that people get to and see if we want to continue watching them, man, if it's good enough to continue riding down the road of the binge. So this week, man, last week, I believe, the DMZ came to HBO Max, starring the fine Rosario Dawson. Everybody knows how I feel about her. She's mine. Mm-hmm. The doggone girl is mine. Anyway, man, this is the action adventure drama. 2022. What did it say? A civil war breaks out in the futuristic America, and Manhattan becomes a demilitarized zone. That's it. And that's all, man. That's all you get.
That's short and sweet.
Shit. Yeah, a little bit more going on there. So I guess it's 4 episodes. They released them all at once. I thought this was going to be an ongoing series, but I guess not. I don't know how short the comic book is. I know it was best based on the...
It's pretty long, actually.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing? Anyway, Tiff, who's in this thing?
So it's Rosario Dawson, as you already mentioned. Yes. Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Hoon Lee. And then... It's hard to go on...
It gets sketchy with all the...
Just because there's some, like...
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, really? Okay. Really? Spoilers. Okay. All right, man. So, let's... before we go all the way, we like to sum up everything that we saw in one. One word, Tiff. The demilitarized zone. DMZ, number one.
I'm just going to say, curious.
Okay. So, it didn't knock your socks off. But
it didn't, but that doesn't mean it's for me it's a little different than the comic, but that's I don't care. It's more like, for one thing, I watch it with other people.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes other people really ruin things.
Oh, like talking and saying, making comments and things.
Well, they're like, so some stuff I wouldn't have noticed they brought up, and then I'm like, well, now I can't stop fucking thinking about it. It's irritating me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go on, what's your one word?
My one word is kind of funny. My one word is more, because it was a decent start. I'm definitely want to keep going to see what happens next. You know what I'm saying?
But didn't finish it?
No, I didn't finish it. So
because like usually you do, usually run off and like, oh, so I already watched all of it.
Yeah, it's hard, you know. But we had a lot of assignments this week, man. So you know,
we sure did. We had a lot of hours worth of watching to do this.
Yes, indeed. So man. before we go any further, let's hit one. Nope.
I was gonna say, I was like, am I wrong or did we
hit the spoilers without an echo? sure. Just all
I know. We are making mistakes and it's fine because we don't do this for money.
Right.
Anyway, so do you want to talk about? I think it's going to be a little bit difficult to talk about the plot. I mean, it's not.
Well, it's a really goofy state of affairs because, you know, they show all this war and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it's cool. You know, it's like, okay, cool. You know, they're showing how everything got separated. So they let you know exactly how things is and the way it is. And I appreciate that. I hate guessing, you know, what's exactly happened. So America is split into two. So I guess it was some civil war with West and East, which is a little inaccurate because if it happened today, it would be North and South again. Mm-hmm. You're right. And so it's East and West. And then there is a crevice in the middle of the country that includes Manhattan, but it's a lot bigger than that, right? It's not just Manhattan as a demilitarized zone, but it's a little bit more. But that's the space where nobody, you know, owns. And so the thing starts out where, you know, they got this flashback thing, right? And she's like trying, she's with her child, the star. What is her name? It turns into Z. Her name turns into Z, but that's not what it is.
Oh, in the beginning, she is Alma, right?
Yeah, she has some name, and then the boy names her, you know, something. And so, you know, Ortega, Alma Ortega. And so, you know, it's all kind of shit, man. You know, it's refugees. It looks like the shit going on across the water is what it looks like. You know, just refugees trying to make it to transports. And it's just bad because all these people are not going to make it. And, you know, it's just, it looks like Beirut. And, you know, she gets separated from her son. Next thing you know, we see her, what, she's actually working, right, in a hospital.
Yeah, she's like a triage nurse.
At a gate at the demilitarized zone, right, or something like that, you know, and she meets this girl. It looks very sad. Everybody looks pitiful, Tiff. I don't know.
Yeah, and the lighting in this, everyone's gray.
Right, right.
We're all gray.
Right.
When we're sad, we're gray, unless we're outside in the sun.
Yes. So what is this? How's this setup starting with you? Where are you at?
I'm like excited. Like at this point, but here's the thing. I think within all of us, when we watch a movie where a child gets lost, you don't, unless you've been in that position yourself, you don't know. Like that, because she just keeps going, right? She keeps living, and some people think, "Why my life would just stop?" And maybe for some people, that does happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird to think. Quite difficult, yeah, though, because yeah. It's not like your kid was snatched from you or murdered or something. He was there and then he wasn't, you know.
Right. So it's just like, I think like this series is really interesting because I think Rosario Dawson does a really good job of like she's doing this thing where like she's kind of like behind herself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like hiding the despair by moving right forward. Yeah, yeah.
And it just is a, I don't know, it's just, it was, I hate seeing that stuff, which is stupid to say, but it just made me really sad, and I was like, okay. And then I didn't realize, I kind of thought when I started watching this that she was going to find her, I don't want to say anything, I don't want to like spoil anything.
Oh, well, we got spoilers up. Oh, did you watch the whole thing?
Well, I didn't, but I just think I know what's going to happen.
Oh, shit, well, you read the book, and it's obvious what happened. That boy was too big to get lost. I mean, of course, you know, I was like, it was not, I expect a kid to get lost in the shuffle if he's like, you know, like Shazam, you know, that little boy that was chasing the little ball that was bouncing, you know, and all of a sudden he disappeared. That kid was right behind her and he was like 14, 15 years old. What do you mean you got, there was no crowd sweeping in other directions. You know, they were all heading toward the bus. And then, you know, she couldn't find him and stuff. And she wasn't even on a bus when she was looking for him. It wasn't like she sat in the seat and was like, hi, we here. Oh, shit. You know, she was like, wait a minute. Where'd he go? You know, so I think he ran off, man. Honestly, that's just my take. So then.
Oh, okay.
We get introduced to other characters. We got the little bitty boy who living with his granddaddy, you know, in all over the city. And the demilitarized zone is a little different. To me, than what I thought it was going to be, Tiff, you know, because she wants to, you know, get in there. And then they start showing other people, you know, they show the Benjamin Bratt character, who's so goddamn cool in this thing. He's so pimp. It's ridiculous. I'm like, look at this dude, man. Look at Benjamin Bratt. You know, he always played most of the time these straight laced characters and stuff like that. But he was so street, so Harlem on this show. And, you know, they got, what, elections and stuff, right?
Yeah, they're like different factions neighborhoods.
And gangs and factions, neighborhoods. And,
yeah.
But, you know, I like the barbecue and, you know, banding together. So she gets they remind me, we just watched something. Oh, it was the Army of Darkness, right? The woman was giving tours into the breach.
Yes, yes. I kind of had that very similar.
Yeah, I was like, is this, okay, so. This was probably around before Army of Darkness and stuff, so they stole it from this, you know.
Not Army of Darkness,
Army of the Dead.
Army of the Dead, yes. Army of Darkness is a very different movie.
Oh, yeah, that's...
as you know.
That's Ash, right? Army yes. of Darkness, right. So she gets this thing, she's going in there, I guess she said she looked on the West Coast, she looked on the East Coast, she ain't find this boy, so now she searched the whole country, and now she's going into the DMZ, because only place he could be. So she goes in there, and I'm thinking it's going to be like, just like peril, Tiff. It wasn't so bad. What you think?
I was like, this ain't yeah, so bad. I do think that it wasn't super, like, I think I was thinking it was more like, and it is very violent, don't get me wrong, there's, you know, danger and stuff like that, but I thought it would be like danger at every corner.
Yeah
Does that make sense? Yeah,
100%. Like, you know, little boy got that one scene where he's walking and it's a goddamn leopard or something, they showed that in the trailer and stuff.
Come on I don't, that was like a little bit much for me, because I was like, that leopard wouldn't survive in that climate.
Oh. So, you know, when I saw that, I'm like, I thought the whole thing was going to be kind of like I Am Legend, like it's like five or six people. But no, man, there's a whole, you know, bunch of people there. And my favorite part was when they was doing a shout out at the voting rally, you know. You know, the 5-6s, the 7-5s, I thought that was cool. I like that. And I like the color range of people that it was like, it was New York. It was what America's supposed to be, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that I really like that. But of course, you know that the Benjamin Bratt character, Tiff, he can't be cool. He has to be a piece of shit, right?
That's right.
You know, so they have that convincing of the 3-4s. I think, you know, that their dude didn't want anything to do, you know, with supporting him for governor, and. You know, all of a sudden they introduce, you know, this guy who's has this nefarious look on it. They introduce this little fella, Skell, this tiny little fella who's supposed to be able to dish, you know, mountains of ass whoopery unlike the world have ever seen. And I was a little bit like, just pick his little ass up and throw him against the wall. But so they have this epic fight. Where are you at with all this thing?
I mean, it's fine. This is a fine so
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he beats the guy up, and he got that crazed look on his face. And the moment that happened, I said, oh, that's got to be the boy. Did you know? I was like.
So that's why I was like, I don't want to say too much, because what if, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, so clearly.
Had to be the boy who has no, he's not even almost like a human being, because I think he murdered some people right before he came in there and fight or something like that. You know.
Yeah.
So it was just like. Wow, this kid is lost. I mean, and I'm going to say it again, Tiff. I don't think the DMZ looks that bad, man. It actually looks like a whimsical place to live.
Lord have mercy. We'll see what happens, I suppose.
So she goes to the clinic, right? And, you know, she meets the doctor. And I knew, Tiff, I knew that she was going to get that doctor killed. Did you?
Yeah. You kind of felt that. You're like, this lady is doomed.
Yo, she's so doomed, and she's going to take your spot.
That's what's going to happen. We're all aware. Here we go.
And wham, bam, you know, she's doing a thing, and she takes off running. And next she's, though, they're getting sniped, but she don't get it. The doctor gets it, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I guess she calls for help or drags her back, but... You know, she's in bad shape, Tiff. You know, they out there with no medicine, you know, a little bit of medicine and stuff. So then there's another faction that we get introduced to. And what was his name? Wilson, the Wilson crew. She goes and see Wilson, who runs Chinatown, or his mama runs Chinatown. And these opening scenes with Wilson is pretty scary. Well, how did you feel about him? He seemed like a scary dude.
He seems like a cool character for this setting. But yeah, it's very menacing demeanor.
Yeah, especially with the women, you know, with all the guns and stuff like that. But then as soon as he gets back there, he turns into the orderly. He was nothing but just some clown orderly.
Like, oh, hey.
Yeah. And I was like, he'll turn on you like a rattlesnake, you know, because he's talking about all, you know, he found the gold, you know, he amassed all his wealth and, you know, now he's a man and there's nothing he won't do. You know, and I'm like, she's not listening to him. I didn't think, you know, I'm like,
I think she was in the way that, like, she started hearing what he was really saying. I thought there was like a turn there where she was like, oh, he's basically telling me he could make me do what he wants.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit, chief, you know. But he didn't turn that piece of shitness on her. You know, he actually helped her. But just like the doctor said, you don't ever want to ask him for nothing. You know, there's no... You know, there's a price for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that actually happened before the doctor got sniped. And, you know, that thought that was crazy, you know. But anyway, so that's almost it, right? She decides that, you know, well, she decides she has to go back, right?
Yes.
And she gets in a tunnel, right? And they start walking.
Yeah, and they shoot at her. Yeah, and she makes it.
How come she was the only one who made it to?
Good question. Excellent question. These are some of the things that were happening to me while I was watching the show. Somebody that I was watching with would be like, why? How? And I'd be like, please, I'm just...
Yeah.
Trying to watch.
It was a lot of gunfire.
So that happened after that.
She was all the way in the back. So
she
takes off running. So she's screwed because even the guide got murdered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how she decides that. How does she get out of that? How does she, you know, she can't guide her way back there. So she finds out that who the son is and who he is in that wall. And that's like one of the last things that happens. She climbs up the wall and she writes all over the top of it.
Yeah. You know?
And I think that was it for the show, right?
Yes, that was the end this episode.
Yeah, I saw the son on a preview, but you're not supposed to know that's her son. But you figure that shit out in a heartbeat. That's, come on.
right. That's part of storytelling. Yeah.
So it ended in an interesting place. You know, you're rooting for her, I think. I mean, and it's an interesting place to be, but it's doesn't seem as dangerous as, you know, other that you would think it would be, you know.
Yeah.
Like a Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome type of thing.
Sure. That's kind of what I was thinking, right? No, yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it was more community, you know. Hey, we doing better without the government, you know. So, you know, and I don't understand the demilitarized zone. I guess it's like that stuff in Korea, right? It's a stretch of land and, you know.
Yeah,
but that's mine, though. You know, they got people just hanging around in there, you know, so I don't know, Tiff. I did enjoy it, though. You know, I want more. What about you?
Sure.
Okay.
I would check out some more, I think, before I...
Yeah, and I'm telling you, if it's only 4 episodes, god damn.
Yeah, might as well just finish it.
Yeah, damn. Wrap this up too damn
quick. Might as well just be done.
Let's see where the story goes. It's only 4 episodes. Oh, shit. So, that's it, man. We're going to take our final break. That's the ZMZ. That's a go watch it from me, and that's a go watch it from Tiff. And, you know, let's see what the rest of it is like. I can finish this today and come back and do another video, but, like, leave it alone. So, we're going to take our final break, and we'll be right back. All right, man, it's time for a little porn on porn action, man. It's
porn on porn.
Porn on porn on horror action.
Yes, porn on horror.
Yeah. So this is, the name of the movie is X. I think it's a terrible name, but what, it's not my film.
Well, I suppose the triple X was taken.
Triple X was taken. Oh, well, yeah, it was. That's true. That terrible, terrible, terrible movie. 2022, rated R, of course. And y'all was pushing it. 1 hour, yeah. 45 minutes. Yeah, back in the day, this would have been a rated X, you know, because sometimes cursing can get you a rated X, you know, it's just Jesus, back in the day. So this is a horror only. It's just a horror slash softcore. In 1979, which was a very good year, a group of young filmmakers set out to make an adult film in rural Texas. But when their reclusive elderly host catches them in the act, the cast find themselves fighting for their lives. Tim, shit. Who's in this movie?
Okay, so it's Mia Goth.
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega.
Yes.
Martin Henderson.
Yeah.
Scott Mescudi. That's Kid Cudi, as you said earlier. Brittany Snow.
Oh, that's his name? I didn't know his name.
Scott Mescudi?
Yeah.
Yep. Owen Campbell. Stephen Urey, I think is how you say that, and James Galen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too many people in this movie.
Yes, very small cast, yeah. Very COVID-friendly film.
Yeah, yeah, we got that right. Shoot, you know, come in with your test, and we staying right here on this property. That's it. You know, pretty much really one kind of like one set, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, man, before we go any further, it's time for one. Word!
You sound like a duck. Space duck. Is it me one word first?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So my one word for this film is outrageous.
Outrageous.
Like in a good way.
In a good way. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. My one word for this film was, how should I say?
Go on.
I'm ambivalent.
Ambivalent? Like you don't feel anything about it, really?
Well, maybe the wrong word. I feel... Well, kind of, but that's a bad one word. Let me think. I should have had my shit together, shouldn't I? I just feel split. You know?
Okay.
I feel split.
Ambiguous.
Ambiguous, the better word. I feel very split over this one, though.
Okay.
Because I feel like the porn parts just was like, fuck, come on. Okay. And then, like, some of the horror part, I did as a horror movie, but I think we just went so around the bush
so long
to get there, you know, and it was like, look, dude, I done seen some boobies, I done seen some ass, Jesus, y'all are really going hard, but I get it, it's kind of like they were doing an homage to all those old teen horror hackers, the really bad hack slash teen movies that was all about, you know, some boobies and young girls, and then everybody ends up dying. So I get what they were what he was trying to do. I felt like I was just too. I was like in the movie theater, just like, God damn, I feel like I'm in a red light district.
So when I saw the movie, it was Mike and I, and then six single men.
Yeah,
that were just sitting.
They had a coats over their laps.
Spaced out in the theater, and then the best part was is that a guy came in during the previews, and there was a pretty violent preview from it was like Swedish or something like that.
Yeah.
He obviously wanted to watch it, but instead of like just taking a quick seat or standing in the aisle, he walked backwards up the steps.
Really? God damn, dude.
It was so fucking weird. The whole thing was weird.
He would have to sit in front of me. I gotta watch you. You two and
they were all sitting in front of us. I sat in the far back, and if someone gets close to me, I just get up and move. I'm like, you fucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wasn't too many pitch people in my theater, but it was some gals. Some either 30 or 20 somethings that was, you know, all over the theater where I was at. And I was just like, I don't give a shit, but I just, you know, anyway, let's get into it.
Also, you know what? You know, last week when you were in the movies, when you were in the movies for an extended period of time,
Yeah.
Because we first went to a theater here in town that's an old theater because we thought, well, this is like a grindhouse slasher film.
Yes.
It'll be fun to see at this old dumpy theater that we would usually go to anyway. And we sat in there and the projector wouldn't turn on.
Damn.
So we had to leave and go to a different movie theater.
Ooh, they couldn't even fix it, huh? Goodness nope. gracious.
They had to send some poor young kid down to go, excuse me, ma'am. We can't get it to start.
I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm gonna be fired.
You gotta go. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, get out. Anyway, so, yeah, they had to send somebody down to get us. It wasn't even the manager, I don't think. So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was an adventure. We had an adventure.
That's an adventure. Look at how much we put into this movie. Let's hit the spoiler so we can get into this thing. So,
let's do it.
Like I told you, I missed the very beginning of this movie.
It's 1979, in case you couldn't tell.
I knew it was the 70s, but I was like, I missed the I didn't walk into the theater today, on the property with the old man. He was negotiating with the old man, and he was like, look at that old ugly bastard, whatever. So, at the beginning of the movie, what happens?
So, basically, at the beginning of the movie, they start on the farm, and you see... So you start there and you see all the bodies because the sheriff is there looking. So I got the sheriff that you see at the end.
Oh, so they start at the end.
Yes. They start at the end, but it's not, you can't really tell what happened. Yeah, but you know something's going to happen, but we knew that coming into the movie, so it doesn't really matter.
Of course.
So they show this sheriff and then there's this religious guy that's talking who talks throughout the movie on the television. TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back, and they're at a strip club called Bayou Burlesque.
Okay.
Which is amazing. It's got like a lady's bathing suit being pulled down by an alligator. It's just adorable. Anyway, so
adorable.
I'm not kidding. I want a Bayou Burlesque shirt. So they're talking about making a movie. It's revealed that she's doing a lot of coke, which you saw throughout the movie as well.
Yeah.
And then they get into a car and they're driving towards
the
place where they're going to make the film.
Yes.
And they stop at a gas station and there's some plot points revealed as far as like just their general relationships towards each other. But that's revealed later as well. And then
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I felt.
Yeah. There's a lot of like other elements of other horror films here, and they're driving through this traffic stop because a semi had hit a cow, and there was just guts everywhere.
No, that's disgusting.
Then they get to the farm.
Okay, and then that's when I come in and I see him talking about the old good bastard. Now let me talk about the old couple here. Like
yes,
so you know I surmise by just looking at them that they were not old people.
Or that they were potentially older, but they were made to look even older.
Yeah.
No, rarely
yeah.
do people look like this, and not because nobody's that ugly. I'm not trying to be like, let's be all rude, but what I'm saying is
it was on
they were
level.
Like 1,000 years old.
Yeah, it was on another level, and that bothered me. Their appearance... really took me out of it a lot because I kept looking at it. Because
it looked really kind of fake. But that's what I mean. Like, it's almost like, again, the more I watch movies and the more you and I talk, obviously, and other folks and I talk, I always start to wonder, like, this is so noticeable to me. Is it intentional?
I was thinking the same thing. But even if it wasn't, if it was intentional, I think it's...
You didn't know what the intent was.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? Because I see the guy who played Howard, you know, and he's... Yeah, he looks like he's maybe 50. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 55. He definitely wasn't, you know, look like
that. I mean,
that.
I think it was mostly, in my opinion, to make them look more like monsters.
Yes, but it wasn't really well done with all the shine that was on the skin and stuff like that. And I was just like, every time I seen it, it took me out of it. It was like, man, look at those obvious prosthetics. You know what I'm saying? That's
I kind of like feel like maybe at some point it would be very much like Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
Where you're like, a teehee.
Yeah.
But I will say that some of the ridiculousness like that did juxtapose well for me against the very bizarre behavings and strange and obviously more violent things that happen later.
Yeah. So they cast this deal with this guy, and that one comment that he was like yeah, old timer, I keep my pistol in the car too, and it ain't loaded either. And I'm like, oh, that's coming back.
I was like,
that's coming back. And so, you know, they walk down, and some of these shots are good. You know,
there's a lot of beautiful shots in this movie.
Yeah, when they're walking down toward the thing, and he, you know, breathing hard and stuff, and he gets up, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, it's building some good tension here. And then he goes.
This movie is very focused on that.
Yeah, except when it's not. And so,
you know what I mean.
And so, when he goes and he has a conversation, and he tells the guy, "I don't much like you," you know. You know, after he tries to give him a little bit more extra money. You said it was only going to be just you. So, obviously, this couple is only interested in people coming in the singles, you know, for reasons that we'll talk about later. So, now it's on, Tiflebot. It's time to make the porn. You know, we see the old lady.
I mean, it's very, they're like, hey, we're here. And then it goes to porn making, like, almost instantaneously.
Yeah, and, you know, I knew because it was X, it was going to have, you know, some scenes in it. But, like, the whole, you know, first scene with sex scene, you know, with the music and the montage thing attached to it, I'm not sitting here saying I was uncomfortable. It just felt really juvenile to me. It was just like, goddamn, dude, come on.
You know? I'm okay with that.
I was like, I knew you would be. I was.
What the fuck does that mean?
I was thinking about you.
What the with fuck that. Does that mean?
I was thinking about you with this movie, and I was like, I think Tim probably thinks this is fine. And I was just like,
Tim probably thinks this is fine.
And I was sitting there just like, get this shit over with, man. You know, just come on. We get it. You know, and so then the one girl, you know, gets up and she walks around with the jumper on with the movie.
Now that I was like, I didn't care. Obviously, it's a movie.
Yeah.
So forgive me for thinking this, obviously. But I was like, he specifically told you that his wife was a prude, even though not true necessarily. And he wanted you guys to remain. He was basically being like, I think you're doing something nefarious, but wink, wink, let's keep it out of the eyes of my wife.
Yeah.
And then she goes outside topless.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And here's the thing. Again, I don't care if somebody did that on their vacation property or whatever. What I'm saying is that, like, you know that the people that you're renting from wouldn't like that. So, yeah, like,
you don't care.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and then she gets in that water, and they got that one scene with the crocodile coming to get her.
Ah, so my knees were so weak.
Yeah, it was.
Because I was so afraid.
Yeah, it was a bad scene, man. I mean, not bad. Bad isn't good, because, you know, you got this. So you put the boobies on the screen, so that distracts people, you know. So you got these titties, and then she's in the water, and she's naked, and they're, like, using a drone to shoot really high, and they show this alligator, and he's coming. But he's not coming like a shark. He's just coming. And she starts swimming away, and you're looking, and he gets closer, and she gets out of the water. And before she gets out of the water, I'm like, you know, oh, she's going to get it down there, right? But no, you know, she gets out. No alligator munchies. But I'm like, oh, that alligator's coming back. Just like that gun.
There's also so much good foreshadowing in this movie. Very fun foreshadowing. I will also say that shot is very beautiful. Both shots where they show her swimming and then they show her being chased by the alligator. They're great shots. But also, I like the fact that in this movie...
you know, she gets up there. She goes back into the it's her turn, right?
She goes into the house and has lemonade.
Oh, you're absolutely right, because the lady's up there like...
And that's what I was going to say. Now my brain remembers. I got so distracted by thinking about that alligator. There's a lot of times this movie is cut. First of all, they overlap, so they go flash, flash, flash between, like, two different things that are happening at the same time. And then there's also times where they'll cut the screen in half. And then there's also times where he frames it as if it's being shot on, like, an old camera. But it's actually, like, being framed through a window.
Like an 8mm. They do that.
Yeah, so, like, some of those shots are really interesting.
Yeah.
But this scene in the house, as far as overall creep factor goes, is really high for me.
It was creepy, but it was stupid, in my opinion.
Why was it stupid?
Because, first a lady invites you in the house, and, like, she's, like, disappearing, right? You know? And you're just sitting there, and you're not even saying nothing. She drinks her stuff. I mean, the lady's not even all that damn friendly. She's just weird, you know? And it's just like... I don't think I would have walked all the way up to the house just because she was beckoning me. And especially since the guy said, stay away, the hell away from my wife. So you're in there. Then she starts, like, showing you all those old pictures. Then she, like, you know, touches your side. She's like, why you do that? So she leaves.
I mean, that's where I was like, yeah, why are you doing that?
Yeah, so the guy comes, you please me, you know, sneak you out. She goes out the side and goes down there. Now it's time for her scene and stuff. So she goes, snorts the cocaine, bam, you know, goes in the bed. They make sure that the lady, you see the lady wiping the jizz off of her backside and stuff.
Oh, yeah, and then she throws it at that the camera, the boom girl, the boom operator. Yeah,
kept calling her church mouse. Now,
church mouse, yes.
Now, the guy who was playing the producer, I think he stuck his foot in it. I liked his character. He was just hamming it up, you know. He just
was, yeah, he really was just like, and then he was kind of like a father figure to these people. Yeah, like, yeah, like the poor nerdy guy. He was just like, listen, one of my favorite lines in this movie is when he's like, she's a good girl. He said, ain't none and of then he's like, yeah, he's like, I hate to be the one to tell you this. And I was like, oh shit, what's he gonna say?
Yeah.
Ain't none of them good girls. Hey,
he was right. he was right. That man has some wisdom in him. So, yeah, man. So she goes in there, she does her scene, and then they switch, and the old lady's creeping on the outside like a creeper, creeper, creeper.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
I think that some of these things are meant to be laughed at, because I certainly laughed at that scene.
That one was creepy. I laughed at it too.
I was just like, okay.
Nobody was laughing. The movie theater was so quiet. I was eating pizza and you could hear the crunching of my voice throughout the theater. I was like,
And you were like, Mr. Hates a Hot Dog is up here chewing on some pizza during a quiet movie?
Right, right. So
you're the worst person in the theater today. Congratulations, Montego.
Probably was. So the lady turns into the old lady in her imagination, you know, and it was just like,
yes.
So anyway, man, you know, the old lady's getting fantasies and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was it. I think they wrapped for the day, right? And then they,
yeah, and they have that little party. They're having like a wind down party, and
yeah, and then they do this thing that kind of like, it's like a, let's put society in our place. The filmmaker, in my opinion, wanted to put society in their place, talking about, you know, this is our business, you know, blah, 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 dee, dee, dee. And I'm sitting there like, okay, okay. But then all of a sudden, Church Mouse wants to be a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. And her boyfriend is freaking. And so then, you know, she does it, man. They ain't waste no time. And that's when you talk about that scene when he's talking about they all not good girls.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, this black dude, boy, there's three chicks in one day at the same, god damn, one evening, because they got there toward the evening, god damn, dude, you know, and so, you know, she does the deed, and what I was laughing at is when the
boyfriend, was it Sunday undies?
No, I was laughing when the boyfriend was in the shower crying. I was just like,
oh my god,
I was like, so what a horrible bitch.
So there were so many misdirects in this movie, well, not so many, but I was like, were the old creepy people a red herring, and is it gonna be,
oh,
Johnny Sad Shower is gonna come out and kill everybody? That's what I thought
when he was in there, like, oh, I almost,
he did it.
I was cracking up. I was like, what a hoe. Why are you being such a bitch, dude?
No, don't say that. Men can cry. Don't do that.
He's being
anyway, come on. Look, anyway, so he
your
leaves.
Girlfriend decides to do all that, dude. She's not your girlfriend. Go on about your business, you know. Shit. Oh my god. Anyway.
So anyway.
Yes.
He. Here's what I like about him. He's like, fuck everybody here.
Yeah, he's gonna leave them.
I'm gonna take the car. But yeah, I mean, to be fair, at that point, he wasn't like, they're all murderers. He was just like, fuck you, bitches. I'm leaving. And then he gets in the car, and then
yeah,
our good friend,
the wife. She's,
the wife shows up. What's her name in the movie?
Yeah, she. I don't see her on IMDb.
I don't even know if she has a name.
I was looking for her, and I'm like, I don't see the woman. I see Brittany Snow, Mia Goth. I see Jenny Ortega, and that's the only woman. And there's a brony skeleton, a store clerk. I mean, so I don't even see the wife, you know, or anything. Not one. Where's that?
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
What I just realized, and it's very stupid. Are you ready?
What's that? One of the girls is playing her?
Yeah, the girl who's the main girl, Maxine.
She's playing her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Now we're really stupid. Are you ready to feel stupid?
No. So, total makeup.
No.
Total makeup. So,
yes.
You know, she goes, before that happens, it's a scene that happens, right? You know, before the dude comes upstairs, because she didn't got all hot. When that old lady puts on that dress and tries to do the little shuffle in front of the old dude,
I was like, girl,
yeah,
you should get it. Like, do you know what I mean? Just like, this is your life. But then here's what's really weird about it. This is the one part of the movie that I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Was she wanted to fuck her husband
yeah.
earlier in the film.
Yes.
And he was like, I can't. And then he was like really mad at her and he was like, leave me alone. And it was almost like, I guess he doesn't want to fuck her.
No, he but said then, his heart. He said his heart. He said, I can't, my heart. You know?
Right. He said that, but like, I thought that was just a way. The way it was presented in the film was like he was just doing it because he didn't want to.
Yeah.
But then later in the film, it became very, very apparent that they wanted to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know. Old boy gets the car and drives out. She's in front of the thing.
And here we go.
You know, she's hiding her arm behind, obviously behind the thing. And I'm like, is it because I'm watching a horror movie that I'm looking at this lady who's not showing her arm? But I mean, I'm sitting there like, why is she not showing her hand? And then, like, she just slowly, like, lifts her arm and throws it into this cat's knife. And then, I mean, neck. He falls. She gets on top of him. Starts and like, straddles him.
Yeah, she, like, dry humps him while she stabs him.
And, you know, of course.
It goes on.
Yeah, it does. It went on for a long time.
I think he got it the worst of everybody.
No, I don't think so.
Who do you think got it the worst? We'll talk about it. Yeah. When it gets to the one you think is the worst, we'll talk about it.
Okay. So, you know, he's missing. Nobody heard him. I don't know if he screamed. No, he didn't scream.
He didn't because she got him in the.
Right. So mm-hmm. She was cunning enough to do that, right? So now she's on the prowl, Tiflebot. It's on, right?
Yes.
So
she has her favorite picked out.
Yes, that she don't want to really deal with her, right? So right. I'm thinking of what happened next. Who gets it next? Was it the
So the guy, the producer.
Producer. He come out here in his tighty whities, walking around like with no shoes or socks or drawers on and stuff. Looking for the girl, the boyfriend.
Because the girl comes back saying, I can't find him. Yeah. Can you come help me look for him?
Now, here's what made me laugh out loud. When she was like, well, he's my boyfriend. Help me find him. And I'm thinking, yo, chick, do you really think that he's your boyfriend? You're crazy. So they're looking for him. And they split up, which is weird at night. You know, you go this way, you go that way. I was like, would you split up? I ain't splitting up, and I'm a big-ass man. And I'm not, look, we're going to be together. So, you know, he goes into the barn, and then I thought this whole
she's
scene
she's looking
was,
for him.
Yes, she's looking for him. He goes into the barn, and he steps on the nail, which I don't know was intentionally placed there or not. Because what would be the chances, right? And then, you know, he thinks he hears the guy. He goes, he's... crawls on the floor. This was a bit much for me. And then he's looking out the window and she looked like she was far away. And the next thing you know, he has a pitchfork in his eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what that would have, that was a plan? To me, that was the weakest kill right there.
I think that these are the kind of kills that I want to see in these kind of movies. Because I'm like, I want to see the ridiculous. I want to see the things that wouldn't happen. Because, like, I want to see various interesting kills. I don't want to see, like, the same ones over and over again.
Yeah, I get it. But
this is, like, a very nice horror kill. But it is, it's goofy as far as, like, plotting. I see, like, and I guess, like, if you're talking about, like, thing I would, like, be like, could an old lady really shove a pitchfork through a wall type area and into his head.
Well, she went through the circles. So she had excellent aim.
Oh, so it was like two-pronged, not three-pronged.
Yeah, she had excellent aim. She went right there for the eyes.
Yeah, she did it.
Yeah, but that bothered me. So anyway, she comes in and she covers him up, and now she's getting all bloody. She's just walking so slowly, dragging her feet.
She's going slow.
Going from victim to victim. And then they start presenting themselves, right?
Well, so... the girlfriend, Church Mouse, goes up to the house.
So stupid.
At the same time as
he's in the barn. Go in the cellar to get another
light. And she's like, well, we have another flashlight in the basement. And then she goes down there and she finds it. Yeah. And everything seems normal. She comes back upstairs and he's locked her in the basement.
Locked her in the basement. She starts freaking out, you know.
And then...
yeah, we got the butt-naked dude in the basement hanging up. Who strung him up on them chains? Who was strong enough to pull him up like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
So, yeah, and that guy later on the missing milk cart, there, when Kid Cudi's character gets up to get a drink of milk in the mill to before he goes outside, he's on the missing cart.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. That went right past me. I was wondering why he was drinking that milk, and then he's going to go out and help the old man look for his wife who's missing.
Right, all these scenes make sense to me. So, like, because he's like, so he comes and he's like, hey, my wife's missing. Well, of course.
Yeah.
You would be like, well, sure, I'll help you find your wife who's got dementia, is what kind of what he's saying. And so This is very much, so this is the part of the movie when, I mean, so he's basically saying that she's a sundowner, right? Those people who have like dementia issues after sundown.
Yeah.
And this was a very similar plot point in the movie, The Visit. Remember that horrible movie, M. Night Shyamalan, where the kids go visit the grandparents?
I've never seen that movie.
Well, good. Don't. It's garbage. anyway, so Kid Cudi was, his character was in the, he was a Marine?
Yeah, he was a Marine. He was very proud of that. And he said he'd go help him, and he didn't have a flashlight for him. But the dude looked like he just hated him from the beginning, though. And then he goes one way, he goes another way. And if it's gators in that water, I'm not going anywhere without, you know, a flashlight so I can get some eye shine from them bastards. And so goes around the corner. He sees the bug some half submerged.
Right, in the water. And that's why it's like he was like he said, if it's out here, I'll find it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And he finds this, and he's like, something's not right.
Then he finds the flashlight. Guy comes up, puts the shotgun to his chest, blows him away. Bam. Wow. And so the girl is locked in the basement. And now all of a sudden, the blonde didn't hear that. You know what I'm saying? That's a shotgun. You can hear that for miles.
Yeah, you would hear it.
Yeah, you would. And it would be loud. And so.
But she wakes up and she's in the bed.
Yeah, she's at most peace with everybody because she was, like, you know, getting banged and, you know, drinking liquor and sleep the whole time. She got up. She saw the old woman down by the thing. She tried to help her. The old lady said some nasty shit to her, Tiff.
Yeah, she's just like, she really goes into her. And then Bobby Lynn, that's. Brittany Snow's character
shut
says,
your whore mouth. I'm like, God.
And she's like, you're just jealous. And then she pushes her in the water, and our friend the alligator's back.
That was the worst one for me, man.
That was intense. So like, a lot of times in a movie when they show like an alligator getting you, they don't show like the worst part is that like they don't hardly ever kill you, right? They drown you.
Yeah, right.
And so like it's very terrifying. So that one was, and it went on for a while.
Yeah,
I will say that when the girl tries to escape,
the fingers in the door,
and he smashes her fingers, and I was like, damn, this is some shit.
Yeah, that got me too. So
yeah,
she tried to get out, she couldn't, she got a finger smashed. So then the old girl, the last one, the cocaine smoker, she gets her a couple hits of cane. And, you know, she's looking for people, right?
Well, because she woke up in the middle of the night with the old woman in her bed.
That shit there.
Yeah.
God damn. She just...
Ugh. And then they are fucking in the bed. Yeesh. So she finally convinces her husband... Pearl convinces the man, her husband, to fuck her. And she's stuck under the bed and she crawls. That's a really great scene, though, too. Is when it's cut from above.
Yeah.
And she's crawling on the floor.
I just don't know why she didn't crawl to the shoddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. She was, you know.
I would have crawled to that shotgun. Then she's... The hell with running. You know? Shit. You know this only gonna last 30 seconds. Come on. You don't got time for this shit.
So then... she goes up to the house.
Yeah. She gets the pistol first, though, Tiff.
She does.
You know, and I was like, that gun don't got no bullets in it. That gun don't have no bullets in it. And she releases the girl.
She releases the girl, and she's like, calm down. You need to calm down. And she was like, no, I don't need to calm down. And then
she was such a fucking, she was such a bitch, Tiff, but she was just like, wow, she just rescued you. I know you in panic, but you've been down there screaming for a while. Together, let's go. You know, no, you fucking bitch, I'm leaving you. I'm like, wow. And then, boom, surprise the hell out of
me.
Damn.
Yep. She got, and so this is kind of the impetus of this is our ending of the end of our movie here.
Yeah.
She is not dead.
Yeah.
She's dying, so she makes like a gurgling kind of noise, and that scares the old man. He has a heart attack.
That was great.
right. And then, the woman, Pearl's freaking out because her husband's dying.
Old girl comes around the corner with the pistol like, yeah, now I got you, bitch, you know. And
then no bullets.
And I knew it. I'm like, oh, shit. So old lady grabs a shotgun. I'm like, oh, boy. So they go. She's about to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
She shoots the gun. Very surprising. But a double barrel shotgun would have knocked that old woman into Cleveland. That's for sure. And that's what happens. Her ass got knocked to Detroit, right?
So I did. This movie ending was surprising to me, but I did like it.
Well, it was funny because he was like, she could break her hip, right? And she was like, I broke my hip.
Yeah, and she's laying on the ground. And She's like, help, help. And then, of course, she's not going to help her. But so it's revealed this. So she basically gets in the car, the truck, because the tire, the van has a flat tire. And she drives away, but she backs up over the old lady's head first.
Yeah.
And then she drives on the highway. And we hear the preacher who's been talking this whole time is talking about divine intervention.
Yeah.
It's a really nice touch. And it turns out that she's his daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's short face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, that was it took you a while to get to
just
that.
Just it was an interesting movie.
Cops is, cleaning up the scene. I like when the cops said, well, how the hell do you think I'm supposed to know what happened? He's like, what do you think happened here, Sheriff? The hell am I supposed to know? Shit. So, interesting movie, Tuff. I just could have did a lot less of the porn. I mean, it just went, especially because it's trying to be artistic with the musical montage and stuff. I'm just like, come the fuck on, man. come on. Just get to it. But when the old two people were skulking around the farm together and stuff, that was just the most creepiest scenes, because he was just like...
Yeah, they're very...
They've been doing this shit for a while. So they must be stopped, Tiff. They must be stopped.
Right. This is, they're the evil ones.
Right.
Gotta
right.
get them.
Yeah, so I don't know. You enjoyed this movie.
I did.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. I enjoyed the horror elements of it. I just kind of did a little less with from the other stuff. It just would seem like the director just got too happy with it to me. Like, oh yeah, and I'm just like, dude, come on, man. It's just.
I mean, he's hot though, so.
Don't mean he ain't a creep.
I know. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah.
He's hot. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're right. You can be a hot creep on a hot piece of garbage.
Yeah, that's true. So Tiff. That's it. We came to do it. We got it done. We got the porn and we got the, what do you call that stuff? The horror. So,
yes.
Yeah. So that's going to do it. Next week, I think we're doing your movie finally, huh?
Everything Everywhere All the Time.
Yeah. Maybe if it's out.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Because it might not be out for me. I don't know. Anyway.
That's right.
Anyway, that's it. This was episode 376. We did our duties. Hey, we got a big show coming up with Soul Wizard. The 400th episode is being recorded pretty soon and stuff. And so we were invited to guests, so you guys look out for that, man. And I don't know, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my great co-host, Miss Tiffabot. Say goodbye to these people, Tiff.
Oh, my God. Hiccup. It's been a pleasure as always.
Indeed. And until next week, man, we will be
on Patrol.